You're listening to SBS News.
Even before the sun rose, thousands began pouring into Lakemba Mosque in Sydney's southwest to mark the start of Eid al-Fitr. An estimated 60,000 people attended. The congregation so big, roads were blocked so worshippers could line the street in front. Eid al-Fitr celebrates the end of the holy fasting month of Ramadan. Samir Dandan, the president of the Lebanese Muslim Association, says the festival reminds worshippers of their sacred duty.
We should work to prevent persecution to the best of our abilities. We must refuse to become the oppressors, and we must not let hatred and enmity change the state of our hearts.
Muslims of all ages and from all cultures gathered for the start of the three-day festival.
Actually, we are from Indonesia and we are in holiday here in Australia for 2 weeks, and we will celebrate our Eid here in Sydney.
Politicians from across the political spectrum attended the event, united in their show of support. Federal Labor MP Tony Burke says Muslim communities represent an integral part of Australia's multiculturalism.
Don't listen to the voices of hatred, because there is a wider, broader Australian community that is incredibly grateful for the gift that you have shared this month.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian also thanked those gathered.
Thank you for your special generosity and sense of sacrifice during the month of Ramadan. Because through your sacrifice, your generosity, your deep compassion, you've demonstrated to all of us what it means to treat each other with respect and dignity.
The feasting with family and friends is likely to last over the weekend. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.